Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Our Savior Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought life to light through the Gospel. St. Paul to Timothy, second letter to Timothy, chapter 1, verse 10. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who denied that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife, but no child, this brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman, but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise, all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her. Jesus said to them, the children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passages about the bush, when he called the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he is not God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive. Some of the scribes said in reply, Teacher, you have answered well. And they no longer dare to ask him anything. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. It's a beautiful question about, they asked this question, this man married, this woman married to seven husbands. But Jesus explained to them, in the future, in heaven, there will no need to get married. We are all live in God, we are all alive. It's a very good question that we understand only on this earth. We serve one another. In heaven, we are all one in the Lord. We love one another. We share the life of Christ, share the life of God. And this is the aim of our life. So then, when we die, we all enter into the life of Christ. And especially today, when we have the chance to receive the sacraments, receive the life of God, but in a more tangible way, is in heaven. But anyhow, thank the Lord, we are all invited to live in Him. The only thing we have to do is today, we have to love as with the love of Christ towards one another. Important is to keep Jesus' life among ourselves. His promise, with two or three united in His name, He will be in our midst. He will share our life together. Thank you, Jesus.